Hello, welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm the team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We're continuing with our series on the book of James entitled Keeping It Real. And today we're looking at James chapter 4 verses 13 to 17 under the heading A Word to the West. Let's pause together and commit this time to our Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your amazing love to us in Jesus Christ and how the Holy Spirit impresses that love on our hearts. Be present with us now and give us eyes to see what you want us to see in your word. We lift these prayers to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So the reading from James chapter 4 and beginning at verse 13. In the New International Version of the Bible that I'm reading from, this is headed Boasting About Tomorrow. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that vanishes for a little while. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. Although in my Bible this is headed Boasting About Tomorrow, which is a absolutely fine title, I have entitled this A Word to the West, because I do think there is a strong and very pertinent challenge to those of us who live in the Western world, in the United Kingdom, in Europe, or in North America. We like to feel that we're in control, and we almost believe that we've insulated ourselves against the twists and turns of life. The money that we might have in the bank, the house that we own or rent, the job that we have, the insurance policies that we have in place. We sometimes feel that nothing can touch us and that we've taken control of our lives. And in that sort of mindset, it's not surprising that many people feel we don't need God. But as we full well know, coronavirus COVID-19 has come along and has proved us wrong. We're not in control. There are things that are happening that are scary, not just in terms of the virus itself, but the threat to livelihoods, the threat to home and vocation. So many things are suddenly up in the air. We are not in control. We should realize this anyway, because James was there long before us, long before coronavirus, long before this period where life suddenly seems rather fragile. We see in verse 14, he says, "You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Humanly speaking, our lives are indeed fragile, impermanent, like a mist that is here for a while and then is gone. Therefore, we ought to entrust ourselves to our God and live in the light of this. I'm deeply aware that there are people who will be listening to this who will be struggling financially to various degrees. And so I don't say this in any harsh way, but in many ways all of us in the Western world do fit into the rich category when we think about how people are globally. There is a challenge to us to trust in God and to live for Him, to put our riches at His disposal, and to trust in the firm foundation that is God and the gospel, rather than the wealth that we have. And so the challenge today, if we've not yet done this, is to get right with God. The challenge, given the days that we live in, is to urge others to do so, to put their faith in Him. And the challenge also is to live as radical disciples of Jesus, knowing that the time is short, knowing that there is an urgency to the call to root and branch discipleship. In the light of these words, in the light of the impermanence of our lives here on this earth, may we trust in God again today, for He is the one who is in control. We pause together and we just reflect on these things. We should be reassured in prayer that although we are a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes, on another level and in another way, we are deeply loved by God. We are created from dust, but we are created in His image. So be reassured of His love, of His grace for you, and of His eternal plan and purpose for you. Let's pray together. Lord, we recognize the impermanence and the fragility of life on this earth. We are reassured by Your eternal love, and yet nevertheless we recognize that we are not in control. We bow before You, the Sovereign Lord, and we pray that we would live our lives in the light of these great, overarching and inescapable truths. We put our hand in Yours once again and pray that You would lead us forward in radical discipleship, in a radical following of Your Son. May we be right with You, keeping short accounts and seeking to press on in the life of holiness. May we urge others to put their faith and trust in You. And may each one of us live for You. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.